And welcome back to FLX Morning on this Tuesday, June the 7th. It is 8:36. And we have the folks from Finger Lakes Health joining us here today, and we're going to talk about something a little bit different. We're actually going to be talking about golf. And you're saying, wait a minute, what does Finger Lakes Health have to do with golf? The answer to that is a lot. And to kind of get the ball rolling, pun somewhat intended, I'll bring in Laura Turbide. Good morning, Laura.
Good morning, Pop.
How are you this morning?
Great. How are you?
Good. Good. So we're talking about golf. Let's specify that a little bit as to exactly what we're going to be covering today.
Absolutely. I am so happy to be here. I'll introduce my friend and colleague, Helen Kelly. She is our Director of Development with Finger Lakes Health Foundation. We were talking earlier about how we have so many needs within our health system. You know, obviously, there's always needs for multiple services, for serving the rural communities, the things that we come and bring to you on a biweekly basis to talk about. And one of the things is, of course, cardiac health. We know cardiac disease is the number one sort of killer of many people, and nearly everyone has had someone who's had a cardiac event or lost someone, and there's still a lot of work to be done in terms of diagnostics. If we can catch things early, we know we have a lot more success, as well as some of the other ways that we treat cardiac disease. And as part of this, we identified in the past there'd been golf tournaments that helped support our cardiac rehab, as well as our cardiac diagnostics, our cardiopulmonary departments, etc. And during COVID, a lot of those things came to a halt. And I want to give this shout out to Helen for being creative and saying, you know what, as things were opening back up, we knew golf was one of those things. One, it's healthy. It gets people out socially at a time that they needed it. Two, many people walk. They don't even take a cart. They walk and actually walk the halls. The other thing we know is people wanted to help. We know people had sort of been holed up at home, pardon the pun on hole there, but they had been at home, and they really, I think, were, you know, a lot of the fundraisers and things that they had traditionally supported just hadn't been happening. So Helen had a brainchild, and it was a good one that we've continued to keep in play, even though there's been some let up on some of the COVID concerns. And with this, you can literally do your regular golfing with your regular folks at any point in time. It's not just at one day. A lot of people are having more and more trouble getting that day off from work now that people are back in the office and things. So I'm not going to steal her thunder. I'm going to let Helen talk a little bit about why golf has anything to do with Finger Lakes Health. But I will tell you, it is a key fundraiser for us. It's an important way to keep services local in the community for cardiac diagnostics, imaging, and other kinds of things that we'll support. And it's an incredible way to, I think, get out there and do something healthy for yourself.
And believe me, I think we'll get a lot of golf puns in here by the time we're done this morning. Helen, good morning. Good to have you on board.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So where did the idea come from for 108 Hearts?
Well, as Laura mentioned, historically, the golf tournaments have been very, very strong fundraisers for us. We had one in Penn Yan that was run by the Lions Club for many years, and we had one in Geneva, both supporting cardiac rehab scholarships for our patients for 20-plus years. And last year, in-person events were very limited or null, and we really needed that revenue to help support our cardiac services. So lots of events were going hybrid or virtual last year, and I thought, well, people are out there golfing. It's a healthy thing. They're doing it on their own. Instead of bringing people together all in one place on one day, well, let's just let people golf as they're going to golf, and let's do it as a fundraiser. So it became a virtual event. What it is I'm asking golfers to play 108 holes, which is six rounds. I'm giving 3 months from June 18th to September 18th for them to complete the six rounds. Any golfer will tell you, any real golfer will tell you, they could probably do it in 2 weeks. But 3 months, just to allow some flexibility where they can go play anywhere they want, anytime they want, as many holes as they want, whatever handicap they have. So again, it allows flexibility. And each golfer is tasked with raising $1,000 per golfer towards the fundraiser. In addition, though, to supplement that, we have sponsorships that we've put out, and so the foundation is really actually doing most of the fundraising kind of throwing the money at these golfers to help them supplement their $1,000 minimum.
Wow!
Last year, in the first year, We raised close to $20,000, and some of it was through the golfers themselves doing their fundraising. We had 14 golfers last year from all over, from the Finger Lakes to Central New York to Western New York, and the visibility for the sponsors is tremendous, because not only do we put all of their information on our website, we have a specific website, 108 Holes for Hearts, for to sign up and to donate to and to display and give visibility for our sponsors. But we had t-shirts, golf shirts with the sponsors' names. We have cart signs with the sponsors' names. So they have visibility across several counties.
I think that's what's so unique, too, is the fact that there's so much more geographic diversity of this versus a one-day, one-course location. The sponsors get so much more visibility because it's across multiple courses, multiple communities, multiple golfers, and, you know, what
and over
you,
3 months.
And over multiple months.
So, as I said, last year we had 14 golfers and raised close to $20,000. This year, I actually... We've already raised from sponsorships. We have 28 sponsors already at about $16,000. And I have enough. We only have four golfers signed on so far. So I have enough to fully support 12 more golfers. All they need to do is go on the website. It's a run sign up website. Run sign up 108 holes, or just Google 108 holes for hearts, and you'll find our website. The golfers can sign up, register right there, and then I will toss as much as I can for each golfer for their fundraising. This year we're starting something new thanks to Wegmans. They gave us a $500 gift certificate. So any golfer who raises more than $1,000, whoever raises the most more than $1,000 will get the $500 Wegmans gift certificate. So that's incentive for them to do fundraising as well.
It's such a win-win for golfers to be out spreading the word about something positive. I want to give a huge shout out to Finger Lakes Radiology, who is one of our basically, they stepped up early last year. They said, we want to be this presenting sponsor. What can we do? And we're just thrilled that they signed on. And then this year, they yet again signed up for a second time. In addition, there's a local foundation run by a young woman who really did this in honor of her dad. And she does fundraising for cardiac events. And she is one of our sponsor. She sponsors a golfer. So I just want to say, she had been a New Vision student of ours. This is the kind of thing that I think can be family engaged, family involved, business involved. Vendors of ours, businesses that we work with, have all sort of stepped up to the plate. As we said, obviously also a great chance for golfers to, while doing something good, if you're a gambler and you like to golf, you go out there and you have the action also potentially of winning a gift certificate. So while we do have the ability to support certain golfers because our presenting sponsors and other sponsors have been so generous, we also do, of course, encourage, we still would love you to go ahead and ask for some people in your circle. That's how we grow our circle, and that's how we help to make things happen at the health system. New equipment, new programs and services. It's all because the foundation can offer these kinds of support that otherwise might not be covered through regular healthcare reimbursement. So we just want to say, we don't discourage you from doing your own fundraising, but if you're somebody who just is out there wanting to golf for a good cause, we can also hook you up with some sponsors that we've already got committed.
You know, good, because I was going to ask if there was the opportunity still for people to come in on their own.
Absolutely.
And be a part of this and bring their own people in, so to speak, in terms of the fundraising. Laura Turbine and Helen Kelly are here. We're talking about 108 Holes for Hearts, which is a big fundraising event for the cardiac programs that Finger Lakes Health has. And when we were talking about this just before we opened the microphones here, I said necessity is the mother of invention sometimes. And it seems like that was the case, Helen, where you had a situation where, okay, we can't do things the way we used to do them, so how can we do this a different way? And it's turned out to arguably be a better way of doing things.
One of the reasons it's better is because a golf tournament requires a lot of staff, a lot of volunteer help, and there's a lot of cost to it. There's the typical barbecue lunch, steak dinner, and the net, as Laura mentioned earlier, the net revenue from this event that has very little overhead except a couple of golf shirts and some cart signs. This almost all of what we fundraise will go towards the services and equipment that is needed. Also, and I might add, we do offer some scholarship money, some support for our patients who maybe can't afford some of their services. So these proceeds will go to not only the cardiac services, but also to those patients who need a little help with paying their bill. I also want to stress that if there's a particular site, either a sponsor or a player wants to support, whether it be Soldiers and Sailors Memorial Hospital in Penian or Geneva General Hospital here, they can choose which one they want to designate the funds to.
Oh, that's great.
And
that's
great. Our sponsors as well as our golfers love the fact that literally all of the funds that are being raised, nearly every penny of what is being raised, is going direct towards patient care and services. And that is, there's very, very few fundraisers out there that can actually say that they have reduced the overhead enough that really when you're raising the money to know that it's going direct for that cause, I think can give people not only a great feeling, but actually hopefully a great strong swing, because you're out there feeling great and you're also doing something for your heart and you're doing something for the community. So to me, it is sort of like such a triple win.
And there is no cost for a golfer to register. As I said, all they have to do is meet their $1,000 minimum for their fundraising goal, but they don't have to pay. Their donation is the payment of their greens fees and whatever it is that they're paying each time they play. So that would be their donation.
Now, I would think that we've got a number of golf leagues in the area. I would think for people to play in golf leagues that are playing every week, it's kind of a no-brainer to do this, because you're already on, you know you're going to get your six rounds in well within the time frame of June 18th to September 18th.
Right.
And you've already scheduled yourself to play. So.
And it gives you a good reason to play. So for those people who might get a little pressure that they're playing too often, too much, why aren't you mowing the lawn? Why are you out golfing? It's the perfect chance to say, honestly, what we've been saying is, you know you're going to do it anyway, so why not do it for a great cause? So
it goes right into the Ray Romano book of golf excuses.
Right.
There you go. Exactly. Exactly. Now, you mentioned that registration is free. Will you take registrants right up to the June 18th start?
I'll take registrants in September. If they think they can get their six rounds done,
In two
weeks, they can register. Registration is open now. It's open actually throughout the whole event. There are golfers who can, as I said, who can do their six rounds in a couple of weeks. If they think they can complete it, go for it.
And again, I want to stress that while you have sponsors that will help some golfers achieve their $1,000 threshold, if somebody wants to come in and basically bring their own $1,000,
yeah, absolutely,
through their own fundraising or whatever, that's more than acceptable as well.
And the website that you sign up on, as I said, 108 Holes for Hearts, they can actually do their fundraising on the website. They set up their own little fundraising page, and they can spread it through their social media or however they want to get the word out, and people can donate right online to a particular golfer. It's really, I've made it very, very easy for people
to is basically turnkey.
Yes,
so.
Absolutely.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, I thank you so much for sharing all the information on this morning, and again, it's June 18th through September 18th. Registration is open anytime in that window. You just need to be able to play your six rounds and raise a minimum of $1,000. That's it.
Or we'll support you.
Yeah. Yeah. Otherwise, just, you know, all you have to do after you do that stuff is just go out and play golf.
That's right.
Indeed. Go play golf and feel great about it.
Exactly. Exactly. And have a darn good reason for doing it. And
so,
again,
Paul, can I put you down to be registered?
You know, my problem is I just time schedule. I would not get the six rounds
in
the summertime, because between this and my sideline work, I am so busy during
the
summer.
For those who are not so busy as Paul, please go ahead and register.
True story, my clubs are sitting in the server room here at the radio station, and they have been there for about 3.5 years.
Wow.
I have not played in a single tournament. I played in a couple, but I just, I'm to the point that I just can't. But I would encourage you, if you've got the time, or especially if you're already a regularly scheduled golfer, if you have a standing foursome every week, or you play in a league, to go ahead and register, take advantage of the sponsorships that are available while they're still there, or if you feel you can raise the $1,000 and maybe bring some other people into the fold, well, by all means, go ahead and do it.
Or raise a portion of the $1,000. Mm-hmm. So even if you can't get to your $1,000, we can supplement. And that's a great way, because it'll make our money go that much further for a few more golfers.
Yeah, very good point. So, Laura, Helen, thank you so much for sharing this morning. And here's to filling up all of the available slots, shall we say.
Thank you.
Thank you.